Hare Krishna, lecture by His Holiness Bhaktimadhura Goswami Maharaj and His Grace Sarvam Prabhuji on the auspicious occasion of Disciplined Day of Lochandas Thakur and Disciplined Day of Jayadev Goswami. Also, today is Ganga Sagar Mela and Makar Sankranti. On 15th of January 2012,
Guru Parampara pranams, please.
Guru Parampara pranams, please.
Now it's working. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Hiramane Namaste Sarvati Deve Gauravani Prasarane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhakta Jari Sitarane Om Aginat Manandasya Aginagina Salagaya Asul Manitam Gena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Sintanya Manuvisham Samadam Gena Bhutale Swayam Prabhupada Mayam Sarayati Svapadantikam Bande Ham Sri Guru Sri Jadapada Kamala Sri Guru Vaisya Master Sri Rupam Sahaja 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 Devi Pranamami Paripriye So today is the auspicious disappearance day of Jayadeva Goswami. You may wonder why the disappearance of acharyas is referred to as auspicious. Because actually, for the devotees, who are the personal associates of that acharya, the disappearance of the acharya is very, very painful. Just like the song which you have just sung, Jayanu Premadana. It speaks of the pain of the devotees on the departure of acharya. Yet at the same time, the departure is referred to as auspicious. The reason is that Haribol, class is over here, not over there. Okay? This is yoga. Explain. It is not very important that someone just walked into the room. It is very important that you hear with complete attention. This is real yoga. Shravanam. This business of burying your body up to the neck in sand at Kumbh Mela, this is all nonsense. That's not yoga.
Yoga
twisting your body into jalebi shapes. That is also not real yoga. For those kind of yoga exercises that are good for the health, you can call it health exercise if you like. It has nothing to do with spiritual life, actually. So our yoga is hearing, shravana. Shravanam is everything. Just as the perfection of Maharaj Parikshit was that he heard the Srimad Bhagavatam with complete attention from Srila Shukadeva Goswami. So we are meant to follow in the footsteps of Srila Shukadeva Goswami through Guru Parampara and develop that quality of hearing. Very well. Of course, we cannot develop quality of hearing because we don't have the adhikar. We are too fallen. We are covered by darkness of ignorance. Still, we have to try. Because it's the desire of our acharyas that we should endeavor on this path of perfection, even though we are massively unfit. But because they want that we should endeavor on this path, therefore we must. We have been ordered by all the acharyas, yes, you make this effort, do it, and we have their blessings. Isn't it, Sarvabhaumaji? Isn't it so? Yes. The whole Guru Parampara, we have their blessings. Otherwise, we are unfit due to Kali Yuga, contamination, darkness, lust in the heart, everything, all bad qualities. But because we are receiving descending mercy, therefore we can try. That's all. Because of the ascending mercy that we're receiving from the great saints and sages since time immemorial. Their physical presence is not required because they are spiritually present at all times for the practitioner in our line. Just like Srila Prabhupada frequently declared. My Guru Maharaj is always with me. That is a spiritual concept, that is not a material concept. So how to hear? How to hear? We have to perfect this. We have to try. So the disappearance day today of Jayadeva Goswami and Lochan Das Thakur, two disappearance days. So the concept is that how does the disappearance of the great saints, why is it called auspicious? This question we have to ask. How many of you know the answer? You don't know the answer? You halfway know the answer? If you go like this, it means you maybe you might know the answer. What is your answer?
Because he came
and asked,
they returned to the eternal
parchment
of the Lord, who is
auspicious. Kijai!
Hariwa!
Yes, that is the correct answer. They don't have any problem. We're the ones that have the problem. Of course, you know, we never had the personal association of Jayadeva Goswami. Materially speaking. But spiritually, we do have an association. Try to understand this point. Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. Who are living still in sound. Sabdabrahm. Sabdabrahm means transcendental sound vibration, nothing to do with this material world. Just like Prabhupada told us, when we sing this Sad Gosamastakam, Bande Rupa Sana Sana Sanaguya Gosi Jiva Gopalako, everyone. Bande Rupa Sana Sana Sanaguya Gosi Jiva Gopalako, Bande Rupa Sana Sana Sanaguya Gosi Jiva Gopalako. So Prabhupada told us, that is direct association with the six Goswamis. They're living still in sound. They're living in their vani. How many of you know the meaning, vani? So all of you, you're also students of the science of Krishna consciousness, or you wouldn't be here today listening to Bhagavad Katha. Students of science means that we must understand there are certain very important terms. Somebody write it on the board, please. Vani. Vani means instruction. The acharyas are living still in their instruction. They are not dead. Instruction includes their poems, books, songs, that is all under the category of instruction. So, we are singing and reciting songs by Lochan Das Thakur. For us, the most famous is the Das Avatar Stotra. The Nrsimha prayers, it is Lochan Das Thakur, yes? I'm sorry, Jayadev. Okay, we'll discuss about Jayadev Goswami then also. Sorry. So, these songs and poems, they are very famous throughout all time. So, Jayadeva Goswami, he was born 300 years before, Jayadeva Goswami. He was appeared 300 years before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. West Bengal. So many of our saints appeared in Bengal. He was for some time the court pundit of the king of Bengal. He was a householder. Jayadeva Goswami was a householder. He lived on the bank of the Ganges when he was the king's court pundit. He is the author of Sri Gita Govinda, very intimate description of the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Govinda and the gopis. His Gita Govinda was heard by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night through Damanar and Ramanand Roy, intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They used to recite the songs and prayers, especially Gita Govinda, for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one must be advanced for recitation of Gita Govinda. Now here is a very amazing story about Jayadeva Goswami. One day he was writing a book, and he was describing Krishna's intimate relationship with the gopis headed by Radharani. He had some doubt. Maybe I've gone too far in describing the intimate pastimes of their lordships. He had some doubt. Because, you know, this is a very super secret. Because what he was writing revealed that Krishna was subordinate to the gopis. You know, subordinate? That he was the servant of the gopis under their jurisdiction. So this is a very how the Almighty is simply in one sense you could say toy in the hands of the gopis. This is too high, you see? So he had some doubt about this. So he was writing a page. He was writing a page in which he said that Shibata Radharani bowed down and touched the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, or not Krishna, I'm sorry, Krishna bowed down and touched the lotus feet of Shibata Radharani. But the biography explains that his hand shrank from the page. In other words, he's writing, and then he's like, I don't know, how can I write this? It's too intimate, too amazing. How can I write this? You see? Who will believe that the Almighty Bhagavan will bow down and touch the feet of Radhika? Who will believe that? This was his inner feeling, doubt.
Mm-hmm.
How can I dare to put it in writing? He was thinking. How can I, it's too intimate. How can I dare to put it in writing? See, he was concerned. So he decided, while he's contemplating this situation, he decided to go to the Ganga to take a bath. Oh, but one thing you should understand, these saints, Maha Bhagavat, Nitya Siddha devotees, eternal and liberated devotees. Where do they get these information from about the super intimacy of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna Gopis? Where do they get it from, you see? It's fair to ask, was it book knowledge? By reading books they got it? Where did they get it? How many of you know the answer? You're knowing the answer, Maharaji. Pretty good. Joy. The Maharaji knows the answer. Anyways, the answer is that they received the knowledge by revelation. Revelation. Revealed. Vista vision, so to speak. You know, like the cinema complex, VistaVision, super, I mean to say, seeing it live broadcast, not a tape, not a recording, you understand? Okay, yes, no? This is a very high concept, that's why we have to be careful that you understand it properly. So everything they're seeing, then they write it down. This is true of all the acharyas. Of course, sometimes they would take notes from previous acharyas also. We will discuss that in Lochan Das Thakur, life of Lochan Das Thakur. He was taking from writings by Murari Gupta. So both. Sometimes they would take from writings by previous acharyas, and sometimes they would write based on their revelations. Anyways, the idea of Goswami went down to the Ganga to take a bath. He thought, I better think this over, whether I should really dare to write such intimacy for general consumption of the Vaishnavas. You see? He thought, I better think this over. This is a little risky, he's thinking. Now, while he was down in the Ganga, Krishna, Sri Banga Krishna, the flute player, he appeared at Jayadeva Goswami's house disguised as Jayadeva Goswami. Disguised. Krishna personally came in disguise. So we went over to Jayadeva Goswami's desk where the palm leaves were that he'd been writing on. So he picked up the Jayadeva Goswami's pen. And he wrote the verse where it says, Krishna bows down his head to the lotus feet of Sri Radha. So Krishna himself wrote it on Jayadeva Goswami's transcript. Arriba! So then, Krishna disguised as Jayadeva Goswami, sat down and ate all the prasadam prepared by Jayadeva Goswami's wife. But she thought she was feeding her husband, see. And so, after taking prasad, Krishna steps outside and poof, disappears. And right at that time, Jayadeva Goswami came back from the Ganga. He asked his wife, where's the prasad? And his wife is quite confused. So then she told Jayadeva Goswami what had just happened. And I said, well, you were just here. You made some notation on your writings, and then you sat down, you took prasad. I don't understand, you know, this is what happened. So Jayadeva Goswami was very astonished to hear this from his wife. So he went over to his book and he saw the wet ink verse he thought of writing, exactly what he thought of writing but hesitated. It was written on his transcript. So he said to his wife, her name was Padmavati. It's a miracle! Hello! See here, what I told you I was reluctant to write has been written here, exactly as I thought it. Actually, the words that he was going to write, Krishna in disguise had written the exact words, you see? Now it's very significant that he tells his wife, what I told you I was reluctant to write. He's telling his wife. He had previously, apparently, based on this statement, he had shared his realization with his wife. So that means that she was very, very high soul also. In other words, he wouldn't dare to share these intimate lila except with another liberated soul. So therefore we can understand that Padmavati was also a liberated soul. So tears of ecstasy flowed like rivers from his eyes. He said, Padmavati, you're the most fortunate person because Krishna himself has written this line and accepted prasadam from your own hand. So although Jayadeva Goswami appeared 300 years before Mahaprabhu, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conception of bhakti had appeared within his heart.
So hallelujah, jaise swami jaise mahaprabhu ya ke agarwal jaise saal pehle hue the lekin jaise mahaprabhu ki baat thi jaise swami ke jaise mein prakash ho rahi.
This was also true of Vidyapati, another great saint, and Vilavangal Thakur, who is also very, very famous. So they received the teachings. This is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's comment. In other words, they received the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by revelation within the heart 300 years before he appeared on the planet. So the Dasavatara Stotra, it is one of the shlokas from the Gita Govinda. That is what we are singing, of course, when we are singing the prayers to Lord Nrsingadev. Everyone, please. Tavakara Kamala Vare Naka Abhuta Singha Dasavatara Stotra, besides the shloka that we sing regularly for glorification of Lord Nrsingadev, all the other principal avatars such as Ma, Matsya, and Lord Buddha also are glorified in the Dasavatara Stotra. Okay, now please chant Hare Krishna while I scroll to the next. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama
Rama Rama. Okay, so what I'm scrolling here actually is the collection of the lives of the Vaishnava Acharyas. It has at least 95% of the biographies of our most prominent Acharyas. I'm missing a few, but most of them I have.
So,
the lives of the Vaishnava Acharyas, it's quite complete. It's over 300 pages. If anyone wants to get a copy, I can. It won't take a few seconds to put it on pen drive, and I can run a copy for you so you can. Because by studying the lives of Vaishnavacharyas, you can understand where we're supposed to be heading. We also can understand how we're supposed to behave in our Vaishnava dealings. We can't manufacture, we can't, Prabhupada use this word manufacture. Yes, go ahead. We can't make up or speculate what is Krishna consciousness. We have to take from the previous acharyas and how they behave towards each other. This particular point is very, very important. So Lochandas Thakur appeared in the Radhadesh area, also Bengal. So many of our saints have appeared in Bengal. Near a village here, Katva. His Guru Maharaj was Narahari Sarakar Thakur. Now, please understand, please hear attentively the next portion. Previously, the Bengali, the Shastra was written as poems, often written as poems, poetic verse, not as prose. You know, prose means regular, like a regular book, like a novel or something. But the Vaishnavacharyas would often write in this very special shlokas with meter, special meter. You know what means meter? Way of singing. So they used to compose their sacred songs and verses in different forms of classic rhythms and rhythmic meters. Very, very beautiful sound. In Bengal it was called the Panchali style, and it was exclusively for poems and songs glorifying the Supreme Lord. So it was very sweet. He used this special meter, poetic meter, for divine glorification of the Lord, for writing his famous Sri Chaitanya Mangal. The Panchali form of poetry includes five different kinds of song styles. This is very important because we see that in modern times people are lazy. I mean, devotees even are lazy. They don't want to put variety into their singing. They want to sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Does that sound like five sweet rhythms to you? So everyone should learn. From our acharyas should learn. Starting with Prabhupada, starting with our own Prabhupada. It's recorded. The recordings are there, but we have to take it. We have to take it, not manufacture. When Prabhupada was on the planet, no one chanted it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, no one, not one kirtan singer chanted like that when Prabhupada was on the planet. Not one. This is a modern concoction now. So Sri Lochan Das Thakur, he went to the ashram of his Guru Maharaj and he learned from his Guru Maharaj how to sing kirtan. Kirtan! Hara! Gohariva! Gohariva! So Lochan Das Thakur was his father's only son, and he was the darling of his parents. Apparently he was a very cute little boy, and as he was growing up, we see sometimes these beautiful children with auspicious lotus eyes. Even in ISKCON we see sometimes auspicious children. So Lochan Das Thakur was the darling of his parents. Nevertheless, he spent the better part of his years staying at the house of his grandparents, and that's where he did his educational studies. He was married at a very young age. Formerly in India, I know you're all in Indian bodies, and these days it's unthinkable in modern secular India.
Ah! Oh, how terrible! Oh my God! Marriage at age 14! Oh no! How abominable! Ah!
But formerly, ladies and gentlemen, it was your culture. Believe it or not, in the 1800s in America, it was the culture in America also. The young girls got married very young, by 15 years old, they were married in America in the 1800s. It was practical because they had to help with the house building and the housework and all these things. They got married at a very young age, and it was very, very little, very small amount of illicit sex in those days. Even in America, there was hardly a very small percentile of illicit sex. In the biography of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, describes that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife was also 10 years old, I believe it was 10 years old, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was about 14, I think, when they got married. Very young, or at least he was very young anyways.
So,
And his own biography, Bhaktivinoda described his wedding as being a doll marriage. This is his words, not mine. He said it was a doll marriage. Because they were carried on a palanquin, there were bands, European-style bands, and there was Indian-style bands, and so much decorations and fireworks. It was because they had some wealth, and so it was a big, big, big party, you know. And everything was carried out like royalty. So Lochan Das Thakur was very attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his very childhood. And he also was very detached from material things. He had no attraction to the material world. And so he was quite young then when he met his Guru Maharaj, and when his Guru Maharaj instructed him in Kirtan. So we mentioned that the principal source for Lochan Das Thakur's famous book, Chaitanya Mangal, is a Sanskrit book by Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was one of the eternal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Damodar Pandit, another eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, intimate associate, he taught the verses to Lochan Das Thakur. So he memorized the whole thing. And from that he got the verses, he created the verses of the book, Sri Chaitanya Mangal. Now this biography summary which I have here, it details the summary of the book. There's a summary of the whole book, which I have no time to describe the summary of Lochan Das Thakur's book, but it is here. The summary is in this biography. One of the things that Lochan Das Thakur describes, for example, is how Narada Muni went up to spiritual world and into Dwarka Dhamma, spiritual world, and met with Lord Shri Krishna. And where Krishna reveals that he will descend as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now, Lochan Das Thakur is also the author of the famous bhajan Paramakaruna. Uh, I think that many of you have heard this song by Lochandras Thakur. Parama Karuna Pahundvi Jana Nitai Gora Chanda Pahundvi Jana Nitai Gora Chanda Parama Karuna Pahundvi Jana Nitai Gora Chanda Parama Karuna Pahundvi Jana Nitai Gora Chanda Savavata Sarashramani Savavata Sarashramani Kevala Anandakanda Kevala Anandakanda Bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitai Bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nitai Shudhirila vishwasa kore Vishaya chariya saira samadhiya Vishaya chariya se rasi majiya Mukhe balo hari hari Mukhe balo hari hari Dekho re bhai tribhuvana nai Tribhuvana nai Dekho re bhai tribhuvana nai Emuna Doyala Data Pashu Paki Jure Pashana Vidore Pashu Paki Jure Pashana Vidore Shuniyar Guna Ganta Shuniyar Guna Ganta Samsare majiya rahila pariya Samsara majiya rahili pariya Samsare majiya rahili priya Samsara majiya rahili pariya Tipade nahilohash Apara karome bunjayesh mana Apara karome bunjayesh mana Kohoye Lochana Das Kohoye Lochana Das The poetic style at the end of the song, especially Bengali writing, the author gives their own name. This is a wonderful song, Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai, worship Gauranga Nityananda, Lochandras Thakur. Bhai, Bhai in Bengali means brother, brothers. Just worship Gauranga Nityananda. Gauranga, Gauranga! Gauranga, Gauranga! Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. He says, don't think this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. But Vishaya, Vishaya Chadeya, Se Rasi Majiya, Mukhe Bolo Hare Hare. Well, what is the catch? You said?
Into the mic, please.
There is a catch. What is the catch? You said? The catch is,
you have to give up sense gratification.
Don't blame me. This is Rojan Das Thakur. If one gives up sense gratification, is sure and certain he will reach the desired goal. This is what Lochan Das Thakur is promising. One simply has to chant, Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Hare Hare! Without any motive for sense gratification. My dear brothers, you must try to understand, Lochan Das Thakur says. Examine this. If within the three worlds, Tribhuvana means the three worlds, upper, middle, lower planetary systems. There is no one like Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great, they make even birds and beasts cry. As when Mahaprabhu went to the forest of Jarakanda, and the birds, the tigers, the lions, the wild boar, wild dogs, they were all chanting, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! So if Mahaprabhu could get even animals to chant, this is Lochan Das Thakur's point. So at least we should encourage human beings to chant Krishna. It is so nice, even the most stone-hearted person will heart, their heart will melt by this Hare Krishna thing. Even a stone will melt. But Lochan Thakur, he regrets, he laments. I am so unfortunate, I am caught in sense gratification. Of course, it's Nitya Siddha, he's not actually caught in, but this is how the great souls, they feel lowly like this. They don't say, I'm self-reliant, I am very big high, bow down to me, I'm so advanced. They don't feel like that, and they don't talk like that. So Lochan Das Thakur says, I can only think of my misfortune. Because Yamaraj is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Of course, he's situated on the platform of Prema Bhakti. And he's very attached to Sadhu Sangha, very attached. But still, all the acharyas are feeling within the heart, I am just lower than the, like Krishna Ashkabraj Goswami, author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am lower than a worm and stool. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also saying like that. They are feeling, oh, I am not fit. And this is genuine Vaishnava feeling. Now before we conclude, it's very important to note that Lochandas Thakur, he was the spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur. Isn't it? Yes. No? Did I make a mistake? I'm sorry? Sorry? So, Lochan Das Thakur, we should study these great songs and poems, and we should get that Buddha Bhakti from this. So Prabhuji, Sir Prabhuji, you please add something. Sir Prabhu is a pundit, so. So we just try to take the dust from the feet of such Prabhus. And the word Prabhu means master, that we have to understand. Something? It's not working.
जयदेव गोस्वामी के गीत गोविंद के राधा कृष्ण के प्रेम को पाना चाहते हैं तो उसका रास्ता केवल गौर निताय की कृपा है केवल गौर निताय की कृपा है और जब तक हमारा विश्वास ये नहीं हो जाता श्री प्रभुपाद जी ने वृंदावन के अंदर कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर स्थापित किया और साथ में गौर निताय को स्थापित करके दुनिया को ये दिखाना चाहा और ये सिखाना चाहा दिखाना और सिखाना चाहे ये दोनों एक हैं लेकिन इस वक्त गौरंगा महाप्रभु और नित्यानंद प्रभु विशेष कृपा करने के लिए कलयुग में पधारे हैं आजकल जहां जहां भी हम परम पूज्य जयपिता का स्वामी को सुनते हैं दो शब्द तो वो एक ही कहते हैं नित्यानंद चेतन महाप्रभु नित्यानंद बहुत दयालु है वो कहते हैं मुझे लोग पूछते हैं कि आपका अनुभव क्या है जीवन की रियलाइजेशन क्या है और महाराज कहते हैं मैं कहता हूं कि गौर निताय बहुत दयालु है जब ये महाराज कहते हैं तो जैसे मैं कहता हूं ऐसे नहीं कहते मैं तो शब्द कह रहा हूं मुख से लेकिन वो अपने जीवन का अनुभव कह रहे हैं कि वो जाके मृत्यु को हाथ लगा के लौट के आए वो हो अपने जीवन में अस्पताल में उस स्टाफ से लौट के आए हैं और उन्होंने साक्षात चेतन महाप्रभु और नित्यानंद प्रभु की दया को कैसे देखा है वो जहां भी बोलते हैं आज ये दो ही शब्द बोलते हैं जो मुझसे कहते हैं कि आपका अनुभव क्या है दे आर आस्किंग व्हाट इज माय रियलाइजेशन एंड आई एम सेइंग गौरंग नो गौर निताय आर मर्सीफुल गौर निताय आर मर्सीफुल गौर निताय आर मर्सीफुल तो ये लोचनदास ठाकुर के दो शब्दों को अभी आज के युग में समझ लो कि महाराज अपने मुख से कह रहे हैं कि मैंने इसको ऐसे देखा है और ये यहां प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं आप विश्वास करो कि ये केवल हरि हरि बोलना हरे कृष्णा बोलना आपका सब कार्य सिद्ध करेगा इसमें सब कुछ समाया हुआ है ये इन सब आचार्यों का विश्वास हमारे लिए दृढ़ कैसे हो इसके लिए रोज गाते हैं लेकिन हृदय जब पिघले प्रभुपाद ये भजन गाते थे तो अपने बहुत गौर प्रेम के भाव में आ जाते थे गौर प्रेम के और वैसे भी प्रभुपाद जी अमेरिका जब गए
तो उस जल दूत के ऊपर प्रभुपाद के साथ में चेतन चरितमृत था। पेटियों में बंद तो लगेज में भागवत था, लेकिन हाथ में चेतन चरितमृत था। तो वो चेतन चरितमृत की दया, गौरंग महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु की दया के साक्षात महाप्रभु पिछला प्रभुपाद ऐसी मूर्ति है जिन्होंने पूरे विश्व को ये दया दी है। इन दो चीजों को हमको समझना चाहिए कि हम अपनी साधारण भाषा में बोलते हैं, जो करंट करेंसी होती है ना, उसी किसी चीज मिलती है बाजार में। आपके पास 1950 के नोट पड़े होंगे अगर भारत सरकार के, तो भी कुछ नहीं मिलेगा। 1950 के भारत सरकार का आपके पास 500 का नोट पड़ा होगा, कुछ मिलेगा बाजार में? है लिखा है भारत सरकार 500 रुपया मुद्रा रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया लिखा पड़ा है, लेकिन कुछ मिलेगा उसका? नहीं मिलेगा ना। ऐसे ही बहुत सारे शास्त्र, बहुत सारे अवतार अपनी जगह पे आए, वो सब सत्य हैं, वो बिल्कुल सत्य हैं, लेकिन इस वक्त करंट करेंसी जो है वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु की चलेगी। अगर आपको इस वक्त अगर करंट करेंसी में आप एन कैश करना चाहते हैं, तो केवल चैतन्य महाप्रभु की कृपा से होगा। बाकी सब सही है, एंटिक में पड़े हो सजा के रख दो, कोई नहीं कहेगा कि नहीं है ये देश के, लेकिन मिलेगा बाजार से मुट्ठी भर चना भी नहीं। ये बात समझ में आ जाए सही माना में। इसीलिए विश्वास करना चाहिए। इसलिए आप देखें रोज हम क्या बोलते हैं, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा कहके फिर हरे कृष्ण मंत्र भी जपते हैं। हम शुरू ही यहां से करते हैं। उनकी कृपा के बगैर हरे कृष्ण मंत्र समझो कि बंदूक की गोली है, माया को मार देगी और आपको विमान में तो चढ़ा के कृष्ण के चरणों तक पहुंचा देगी, लेकिन बंदूक उसके लिए जो है वो चैतन्य महाप्रभु का पंचतत्व मंत्र है, उसके ऊपर बिठाओगे तब जाके अपनी जगह पे पहुंचेगी। नहीं तो एक गोली, वो भले एक फाल्टी की गोली हो, लेकिन बच्चा किसी के हाथ से मारेगा तो कुछ होगा? हाथ से मारने से गोली को कुछ होगा? बंदूक में डाले के मारेंगे तब काम करेगी ना। तो असल में बात यह है, वैसे हरे कृष्ण मंत्र बहुत सारे गाते होंगे ना, तो वो बच्चे के हाथ में गोली है, किसी को मारेगा कुछ नहीं होगा, और जब पंचतत्व की बंदूक में डाल के गोली मारते हैं तब काम करते हैं। ये बात ये सच है, ये समझ में आना चाहिए।